Very good morning, all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the 14th of March, 2013, the fourth day of our... Oh, sorry, 2017. Thank you for correcting me. 2017. So it's the fourth day of our retreat. So we will do our morning chanting. Turn to page 5. Yeah, Ingrid. On already, the mic. Turn to page 5 for the chanting book, we shall commence the morning chanting. To the Blessed One,
the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which He expounded so well, and to the Blessed One disciples who have practiced well, to this the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed One, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed One. The teaching so completely explained by Him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha. Homage to Him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the fully enlightened One. Homage to Thee, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the fully enlightened One. Homage to Thee, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the fully enlightened One. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha. The Tathagata is the pure One, the perfectly enlightened One. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished One, the knower of the worlds. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy. In this world with its gods, demons, and kind spirits, its seekers and sages, celestial and human beings, He has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual law of complete purity in its essence and conventions. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One. Can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, leading inwards to the heart, Nibbana. Can be understood by the wise each for themselves. I chant my praise to this teaching. I bow my head to this truth. Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha. They are the Blessed One's disciples who have good conduct, who have upright conduct, who have wise conduct, who have dutiful conduct. That is the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciples. Such ones are worthy of peace, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to this Sangha. I bow my head to this Sangha. Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement.
The Buddha, absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear sight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed that Buddha I revered, the teachings of the Lord like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruition. The deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed that Dhamma I revere, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awaken after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly indeed, that Sangha I revered. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy. Through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an Arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way leading out of delusion, coming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is suffering, aging is suffering, sickness, disease is suffering, and death is suffering, sorrow, lamentation. pain, grief, and despair are suffering. Association with the dislike is suffering. Separation from one's loved ones and our prized possession is suffering. Not attaining one's wishes is suffering. In brief, the five aggregates of grasping are suffering. They are as follows: identification with the body, identification with feeling, identification with perception, identification with mental formations, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in His lifetime frequently instructed His disciples in just this way. In addition, He further instructed, the body is impermanent, feeling is impermanent, perception is impermanent, mental formations are impermanent, consciousness is impermanent, the body is non-self, feeling is non-self, perception is non-self, mental formations are non-self, consciousness is non-self, all conditioned phenomena are impermanent. There is no self in the condition and in the unconditioned. All of us are bound by birth, aging, sickness and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair, bound by suffering and obstructed by suffering. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One, who long ago attained Parinibbana, is our refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we follow the pathway of that Blessed One. With all of our mindfulness and strength, may then the cultivations of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering.
Okay, we'll do the closing homage in Pali. Huh?
Arahang sama sambuto bhagava butang bhagavantang abhivademi swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami Supatipanno bhagavato sāvaka-saṅgho saṅghaṁ namāmi.